The Chris and Steph Podcast.
Quick quiz. What's our connection? Orange to the $10 note.
I believe it has a local on the front of it, the back of it, one of the sides.
Which side is it? Is it the front or the back? It's one of them. You've got Banjo Paterson, of course, Orange, birthplace of Banjo Paterson.
So that's pretty much our $10.
The other side is Dame Mary Gilmore. It comes out today, but a lot of people questioning, hey, are we going to have the same problem as we did with the $5 note when that came out?
Yeah, those little beasties couldn't be used at like any of the checkouts and stuff or any of the vending machines.
Machines had an issue recognising it because it's got that clear, the new one too, has a clear panel in the middle of it.
Yeah.
It's meant for security purposes. It's got some unique features in that clear panel.
People from the States come here, they're going to be so impressed with our new notes, aren't they? They're going to be like, what is this magic?
What is this plastic?
This is so much smarter than paper.
Yeah, the States have
paper money.
Paper money. But we're hoping that this time around there won't be as many issues with the whole using them at, you know, machines and stuff like that. Woolies and Coles have already had a practice run of it. I believe they've upgraded their systems enough in order to accept the note.
Yep, good.
Some betting machines, remember, gamble responsibly, won't be equipped until October. And it's very unlikely at the moment that the over 100,000 vending machines across the country will be up to date. It doesn't look like they'll be up to date in time. So keep in mind, if you're going to use a vending machine, chances are it's not going to take your $10 note.
I have a good idea. Savings idea.
What's your good idea?
I'm just going to trademark it here in case this becomes like a bestseller book or whatever. But what if, like, being from Orange, we saved all our $10 notes and we chose not to spend them, and then we just put them in a little kitty, and then we saved them up for the next however long the note's in rotation, and then, boom, we could be like a $10 millionaire in like 30 years' time.
A $10 millionaire?
Maybe.
Could be. Do you have the sheer willpower to last that long without touching the money? Or do you go, I just need this one little thing. Maybe I'll just take $100 out of the kitty and I'll go and buy this thing that I need.
I went to a bakery the other day and it was minimum FPOS or whatever else, or no FPOS, I think it was, and she told me I had to get cash out. I couldn't fathom the concept of it.
Yeah.
I just couldn't. My little mind couldn't work that way.
I
was like, I'm going to have to pay $2.50 for an ATM fee. So already my bread's now costing me $6 or whatever else. I was like, nah, stuff it. I won't bother.
Don't you feel guilty when you've got just that one cheap thing that you need to buy? You don't have cash. You've just got your card. Oh, it's $1.95. I'll use my card.
Like, I don't feel guilty. I have cash in my life.
Never
again. I don't need to see it.
All right, well, sorry I brought up the brand new $10 note. It's out today. It's in circulation.
Crapapella.
Damn, what's going on in there?
Time to play Crapapella this morning. One of us has the headphones on listening to a song. They get to sing that song. And you've got to guess what they're singing on 13, 12, 16.
Yeah, simple as that. You won't be able to hear the song in the background, obviously. Only they can hear it. So we just have to sing along like we're in the shower or in the car, and you know, no one can hear us, but everyone can hear us because we're singing on the radio.
Yep, pretty much.
And then if you call through on 13, 12, 16, you guess the name of the song and the artist, you get a prize pack.
A limited edition hit prize pack. I tell you what, it is your turn to sing this morning, Steph. Where are you going with this? Where's the genre? Are we stepping out of the comfort zone? Are we doing something different outside of gangster rap? What are you doing
today? I'm taking out of your book, and I'm going to give a
sort of, in my book?
Like a ballad-style song, diva song.
I love that. You're taking a leaf out of my book and you're doing a diva song.
Yeah.
Excellent. Any hints before we sort of, do you want to, or
Pretty new song. Big song.
Well, if you want to put the headphones on.
Yep.
And you just point to me when you want me to start playing the music down your headphones so you can hear it.
Let's just do it.
All right, cool.
Last night we were way up, kissing in the back of a cab. And then you say, love, baby, let's go back to my flat. And when we wake up, never had a feeling like that. I got a reason, so man, put that record on again.
Oh, that is current. That is recent.
Yes.
Oh.
Do you reckon people will get it on 13, 12, 16?
I see, and I know the song, and I'm struggling to think there's a couple of artists that it could be, actually, and that's what we need. We need the name of the artist and the title of the song. 13, 12, 16, if you think you know what it is. I reckon I'm at 50% there.
Oh, okay.
Because I know the lyrics, and the lyrics are so familiar. It's the artist that I'm having trouble with pinning down, because it could be a number of...
I've got to sing the lyrics right up to, like, chorus time, so people can be like, just sing along.
Yeah. Do I say what I was thinking? No, I don't.
No, what
I
if just it's right?
Yeah, what if it's right? Good point. Good point. I won't say it. 13, 12, 16. You know, should we... let's just hear it one more time. Yeah, let's just hear this one. Let me go back and rewind.
Last night we were way up, kissing in the back of a cab. And then you say, love, baby, let's go back to my flat. And when we wake up, never had a feeling like that. I got a reason, so man, put that record on again.
Yeah, I know what it is.
You know what it is?
I know what it is.
Got it on the second time.
Got it on the second time. 13, 12, 16, if you would like to play, win a hit prize pack this morning.
Crapapella.
Damn, what's going on in there?
Okay, moments ago we heard our very own Steph sing a song. And you did a beautiful rendition of it, too.
Oh, thanks, Chris. Thanks.
What I noticed really listening to it was you really went for the notes, whereas I just try and get in the general feel of, you know, you kind of can tell what I'm singing. You're actually going, like, note for note, like you're doing SingStar, maybe, at home.
Oh, gotcha.
Like you're trying to hit, you know, hit the perfect point. Like, yeah. There must be all the years of training of, like, singing you had as a kid.
Oh, yeah, because I'm a wonderful singer. You know that, Chris?
I do.
Notes you didn't know existed sometimes.
I'm saying that in case your dad's listening this morning.
Hi, Dad.
He was a big fan of yours singing growing up, wasn't he?
He gets upset if I don't sing songs on the radio. He's like, none of this rap stuff. What a disappointment to the family I am.
Wasn't the request from him that we just can all other music and just have you sing for 3 hours of the morning?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah,
that's
cool.
Yeah.
I remember that request. It is Crapapella this morning, 13, 12, 16. Ring in, see if you can guess the song that Steph was singing in order to win the hit prize pack this morning on 13, 12, 16. Julie and Katie listening in the car. How are you guys?
Good, thanks, Chris.
That's good. Did you enjoy the little sing song there? Do you think you know what the song might be?
Well, I didn't have a clue, but Katie in the back straight away said what it was, so...
Oh. What is it, Katie?
A Rita Ora Tad song.
Sorry, say that one more time, Katie.
Is it a Rita Ora Tad song?
I think... Shall we go to the reveal, Steph?
Let's go to the reveal.
Let's go to the reveal. Let's see.
Never had a feeling like that. I got a reason, so man, put that record on again. I don't want to hear sad songs anymore.
Yeah.
I only want to hear love songs.
Good.
Pretty quick.
Well done. Well, I'll tell you what, Katie and Julie, we'll give you the hit prize back this morning because as a team effort, you collectively got there. So well done, okay?
That'd be wonderful. Thanks. We listen every morning on the way to school. So.
Oh, nice. Yes.
Wonderful. Well, have a wonderful day. You'd be happy that it's nearly end of term, wouldn't you?
Yes, very happy.
Answered like every other parent. Well done. That prize pack is all yours. Enjoyed, okay?
Okay, thanks, guys.
And then we'll do it again next week. My turn next week.
Yes.
Are you going to
give a rap song a go?
I don't know if I am as confident with the old rap as you are. I mean, it is your comfort zone. I just think I would stoof it up royally. But, I mean, it could be on the cards. I thought, actually, to tell you the truth, that it was my turn this morning. So I jotted down a song. So I've got one up my sleeve.
Oh,
just
go
in
you.
Case. But we'll do it again next week. Another prize pack up for grabs next on Hit. The unusual expiration dates of everyday household items.
Yeah, you're holding on to them for way too long. So last week you mentioned, Chris, how long people were holding on to their old underwear for, their jocks.
Underpants, yeah. Blokes, 7 years, apparently.
7 years was how long men were holding on to their underwear. And by that point, as I said, last time the elastic's gone, you've got that poo bum look because they all sag on the bum.
Mm-hmm.
Not great. Not great after
not hot.
About,
not
you know,
hot.
12 months, 18 months.
Yeah.
That got me thinking about other items that probably have an expiration date that we probably don't know about.
What would we not think of?
Pillows?
Pillows. How long for pillows?
2 to 3 years.
2 to 3 years.
That's not long.
I knew someone who had a single pillow that they had for life. And they carried it, you know, everywhere. I just like, get rid of it.
Yeah, they're with their daddy issues. Slippers.
Slivers,
6 months. That's all. They are a breeding ground for fungal infections.
I did that. I turf my, because I just buy a cheap pair of Uggies.
Yeah.
For the winter. Once the winter's done, gone, goodbye.
Gone, get a new pair.
Because they are.
I do the same.
That disgusting by the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do like, oh, it's an investment and I'll buy them for 1,000 years.
Yeah.
Nope, no. I'm sorry. Treat yourself every season. What else?
Sponges, 2 weeks.
Sponges, yeah, get that.
Towels, 1 to 3 years.
And then you wash them?
Then you throw them.
And then you throw them. Okay.
Even constant washing is not a solution to the problem. Towels are also a very perfect breeding ground for bacteria.
Yep, that makes sense.
Toothbrushes, we know, 3 months.
Yep.
Hairbrushes, about a year.
Right.
Perfume, 1 to 3 years.
Perfume?
Yeah.
I didn't even think of perfume, to tell you the truth.
It goes off. It goes quite dark. Like, it goes a darker yellow colour. Often if you have, like, a clear perfume, you'll notice that.
Does the smell alter? Because I'm still fine to use it if it's off. Like, if it still smells okay, I'll use it.
Here we go. Perfumes that contain essential oils that last 3 years when stored closed, 2 years when stored opened, and can be kept for 4 years when stored other. You know, the men's ones can be kept longer. So 4 years when closed and 2 years when
you're
opened.
Right, okay.
Yeah, those sorts of things. Bras, 1 to 2 years.
There you go.
Running shoes every year.
I knew that. You can only put a certain number of Ks on them before they need to be turfed. And I was very guilty of this for so long.
Yeah, and they can cause huge stress on your joints.
A couple of years I'd have a set of running shoes for. Obviously, in my life, they weren't getting a huge workout, but I still held on to them for a couple of years. But you're right, you should be turning them over every year.
Yeah.
That's interesting. That's some of the things that you'd never consider. Perfume caught me off guard. Didn't expect perfume.
Oh, so you have to buy a new perfume for yourself? Or?
No, well, here's the thing. I don't have, like, an aftershave or anything that I put on to come into the studio because I know that it aggravates your nose, and I know that that will, for the rest of the show, have your eyes watering.
Yep.
Not that I bathe in it or bathe in it. It's just one tiny.
Oh, if someone's in the meeting room and they've put on a bit of perfume, I am like a wreck. I have to like excuse myself and go and sit out.
No men's cologne for the studio. Not even one little spray.
Nah, I'm like a ninja with my nose. I could smell it a mile away and it'll
kickstart
my allergies. My allergens.
My allergens. It's heading into the allergy season too.
Trending now at hit.com.au. Beechwood Homes. Visit their new displays in Paterson Gardens Estate Orange.
Some sad news today. Australian household incomes have grown by less than the price of a cup of coffee a year since 2008.
Oh, not even enough to get smashed over on toast.
No. This is all according to the Reserve Bank, and they've warned workers expect, you know, low wages growth, you know, for some time. They've been demanding it, wanting
it. Yep, absolutely.
But only a $3 per year bump in real terms has a lot of people feeling pretty frustrated.
Were you going to say something else?
No.
I thought you were going to say something else, sorry.
Any minuscule gains have sort of been wiped out as well by the surging power prices, especially the next 12 months. We're set to see power go up again here in New South Wales by up to $300.
Mm.
And this is all coming from the Reserve Bank's September board meeting or whatever. The only people who have actually seen any real changes are teachers and healthcare workers.
Oh, really?
They've seen jumps in their pay packets.
But that's good.
However, those in the mining and retail industries, which is probably predominantly of our region, have been hit the hardest. So
great.
Yes. So they've also seen more expensive groceries and everything else has gone up, but we haven't gone up at all. Whereas back between 2004 and 2008, the average household income grew by more than $50 a year.
That was fantastic. Mm. Well, I mean, you always hear the stories of grandma and grandpa, and in our day, you could afford, you know, a house for half a paycheck. You know, they were living like kings and didn't even realise it.
We got our first house for $18,000 in Sydney's best suburb.
Now a family of five have to move into the avocado skin because that's all that they can live in at the moment. That's all they can afford.
Yep.
Also, too, trending now, while we're talking money, things to spend your money on. Laneway Festival have introduced a brand new way to pay for your festival tickets. It is just like Afterpay. It's called Time to Pay. It's a system that breaks the ticket price into equal monthly installments. So you can break up your big cost of your ticket and split it up over months. Payments are processed via your credit card, but unlike Afterpay, according to pedestrian.tv. The ticket for the event, payment plans are slightly different depending on the tickets that you buy, but it'll still be split up, which I think is a great idea. Break up the price of the ticket. Everyone can afford to go then.
Yeah, I think it's nice when like Future Use pays for things. Like I often leave things to Future Steph to cover. I'm like, oh, I'll just put on this card. Future Steph got that covered. She's going to earn more. She's going to be more successful. She's going to have less payments next month.
Stop it. It's a dangerous thing.
Yeah. Future Steph's got that covered.
Future Chris is going to be so successful.
Future Steph has that covered until she gets like her green slip or whatever renewal time and, you know, oh, renew your registration. You're like, ah, Future Steph, you're meant to have this covered.
That's the problem. Future Steph. Leave it up to her. She never gets it done.
It's past Steph who said, I'm 6 months for a Joe who needs to be blamed for this.
That is what's trending now. You'll find more online with Scoopla at hit.com.au.
13, 12, 16 to ask, when have you had a bit of an overreaction?
An overreaction.
Now, this is because one mum's story is going absolutely viral over the past week when she believed she had found a mouse in her son's room.
Right.
Now, after
troubling.
Very troubling. She was like, what do I do? We're going to have to move out. We'll have to pack up shop and just leave and leave everything in his room as is.
Mm-hmm.
Was the first sort of idea.
Yeah.
Second, call hubby and be like, can you come home from work and kill the mouse?
Right.
His response was just, well, you know, take it outside or kill it, get rid of it.
Take care of it, honey.
He wasn't interested in entertaining her notion of leaving work and coming to save the day at all. He sort of said, you have to sort this out.
Right.
He sort of talked her up and said, you know, go in the room, you know, where is it in the room? Have a look. And she's like, oh, it's dead. It's dead now. And he said, okay, well, just get a piece of paper and move it outside. She's like, he's no help. Hangs up on hubby.
Right.
She's run back and forth around the house. She's, you know, really had to talk herself up. You can do this. You can do this. You can move the mouse.
Psych herself
go
into it.
Go for it. You can do this, woman. Only to realise that
probably
she
jumped
sort of
on Instagram and read some inspiring quotes to sort of get it going.
Yeah, she's like, I had to like tell myself in the mirror 10 times that I could go and do this.
Yep.
She's also taking care of a toddler at this point.
Hashtag you go girl.
Gets into the room only to realise that this whole time, all the psych up, all the calling her hubby and everything was all a bit of an overreaction to the fact that it wasn't a mouse at all. It was a tiny kid's figurine.
Oh,
one of those little dinosaur figurines.
Oh, it was a figurine.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of, what was it?
A leopard? Oh.
A leopard?
I'm just excuse me.
Leopard, I think is a leopard. French cartoon kids watch, Leopard and Friends.
It's like it's some kind of dinosaur.
It's a leopard.
Leopard. Hubby got home and she was like, mate, handled it.
Got
it. No problem.
I don't even know why I called you.
13, 12, 16. I want to know, when have you overreacted?
Have you overreacted to anything whatsoever?
Yeah, well, have you had a big overreaction to something? Maybe you've lost something. Maybe you've thought something was the wrong thing. Maybe it was really a spider, but your reaction was probably a little bit intense.
The only thing I ever do is if anything's happened, I blame everybody else first and then I sort it out. So maybe, you know, if I've misplaced something, blame it on everybody else in the house.
Yeah.
And then I'm certain, absolutely certain, turns out next day it was me who had it all along.
Those sorts of things.
I always do that. Yeah. I always jump to the conclusion of, well, it's not me. I know everything that I've done.
I overreact when people park in the driveway and I can't get my car in. I'm like, where am I going to park? I've got groceries in the car. Like, where? What am I going to do? Like, it gets me really, really angry.
13, 12, 16. Give us a call. Tell us what you've overreacted about this morning on 13, 12, 16. When have you overreacted?
Yeah, one mum overreacted big time when she thought she found a rodent in her son's bedroom.
Yes.
She called hubby. She was in a state, in a panic, and only to realise that it wasn't actually a big deal. It was one of the kids' toys.
It was just a toy, but I think it's because it was a perspective distance thing where she stood at the bedroom door and from where she stood, yeah, it looked like a mouse.
Yeah.
But if you got up close, you realised it was just a toy leopard that was a plastic thing and it was no big deal. But because your eyes play tricks on you.
She'd only seen it quickly and, you know, she had a big overreaction, called hubby, made a bit of a fool of herself maybe.
Maybe just
had
a tiny
tears.
Bit. Tears.
The tears. I don't know what to do.
13, 12, 16, when have you overreacted? Danielle's joining us. When was it for you, Danielle?
Well, I think I should preface this by the fact that I'm pregnant, so I'm not usually such an emotional person.
Right, yep, okay.
Go on.
Sure. There's your get-out-of-jail-free card.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
But my husband had tagged some of his workmates in a post to win $200 to spend at the park queue.
Right. Yeah.
And anyway, I saw the post and I tagged my husband and he said to me, I'm really sorry, I thought it was just to go and have beers and I knew that you couldn't have beers, so I didn't tag you. Anyway, I've immediately gone to tears and told him that I was really offended by it.
Yeah, right, yes. Yeah.
And it was just a complete overreaction.
No,
not something that would usually bother me at all.
You could have had $200 worth of Diet Coke or something, or a lemonade.
Or dinner.
He could have invited you. Of course he could have.
Absolutely. And, yeah, so how's the whole situation now? Have you settled down?
Oh, definitely. It's fine.
Excellent. All right. Thanks, Danielle. I was just, like, tiptoeing on eggshells then. Didn't want to upset anyone. Just wanted to keep things nice.
All good now? All good?
Nice and happy. But isn't that's what they say, that if, for guys, if your partner's pregnant, obviously, there's a lot of things that she can't do.
Yeah.
She can't go
always in
out, you know. So there may be, just a heads up, there may be a few issues around you going to have fun.
She can't do them, you can't do anything either.
If she can't have fun, you can't have fun.
Exactly.
Just a general rule of thumb.
Trending now at hit.com.au. 1, 2, 3. The Beechwood Homes. Visit their new displays in Paterson Gardens Estate Orange.
So Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull yesterday confirmed in an interview that same-sex marriage will be completely off the table for his government in the next election if a no vote is returned.
How did we get here?
I don't know. Now, this would see his government rule out the option for taking it to Parliament for the current term and the following term should he be re-elected as PM. Now, what I think is the weird coincidence in this, and just go with me on this one, is Malcolm Turnbull doesn't seem to think that a yes vote will be binding. He said that if it's a yes return, then he'll take it to Parliament for the vote.
That's the thing. This, yeah. I mean, it's,
however,
yeah, it's a vote that technically they're just gauging what the people think.
But a no vote will be binding, which I just think is appalling. Anyway, on the other side of things, very quickly, Bill Shorten has now vowed that he will introduce a bill to bring marriage equality if Labor wins the next election, even if a no vote is returned. Now, this is a big thing because, I mean, it'll have a lot of people voting for one side or another based clearly on this sole issue. You know, it does, you know, eliminate a lot of what, you know, they could say 100 other things, but this will be the big issue that'll go to the election and, you know, on poll day. So I think the safest route is just make sure we vote yes.
You just end up walking away feeling frustrated by the whole thing. Excuse me. Also, too, trending now, the Hemsworth brothers. You know there's three of them?
Yes. Yeah.
Can you name the third one? There's Chris, there's Liam, and there's Luke. Luke's the oldest. He's the guy on Westworld, if you watch Westworld from HBO. Great cowboy sci-fi show. Meanwhile, back to the other Hemsworth, the more famous ones. Chris Hemsworth was apparently not up for the role first for Thor. Liam was, but Liam got rejected, and as such, Chris Hemsworth got the role of Thor.
There you go.
How about that for a story?
Because Chris is a little bit more built, maybe more Thor-like.
His shoulders are a lot broader. He's a lot more developed in the muscular. Ladies, help me out.
Yeah,
ladies,
okay, no,
ladies
going,
help me
Chris,
out here.
You keep
in
going.
The muscular physique. Development physique. Because Liam's more, you know, he's fit, but he's not built.
Yeah.
Like, he's not shredded.
He's lean.
He couldn't go to Stereosonic. Chris could.
He's lean.
So there you go. Liam was up for it, got rejected. Chris got it from there.
Yeah.
Go figure. That's what's trending.
Sibling rivalry.
That's what's trending now. You'll find more online with Scoopla at hit.com.au. It's all thanks to Beechwood Homes.
That was the Chris and Steph podcast. Thanks for listening, whoever you are.